Boisai, Mochros Yoim HaKippurim, the morning after the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was Soileach Klal Yisroel for the Chet HaEgel and was Misratze Lahashrois Shchinosoi B'Soichom, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam agreed to be Mashri, the Shechina, and the Mishkan, as the Pasuk says, that in spite of the fact that Bo'oid Shahamelech B'Mesiboy Nirdi Nosan Reichoy, nevertheless, Tzror Hamor Doidi Li Bein Shodai Yolin. So that morning, Mochras Yom HaKippurim is Vayakel Moshe Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Vayoyim Ha'aleyem. He's going to command Klal Yisrael to make the Mishkan. But before he gets to the point, he inserts a tzivui for Shmiras Shabbos. The Pasuk says, Sheishes Yomim Teyose Melocha, Uvayoyim Ashvi Yi Elohem Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbosoin LaHashem. So how did Shabbos come in here? So Rashi says, the Mekor HaDvorim is in the Mechilta. Hikdim lohem azhoras Shabbos letzivui meleches hamishkin loymar she'einoi doiche Shabbos. The reason that he was magdim the iser of Shabbos to meleches hamishkin is loymar, that meleches hamishkin is not doiche Shabbos. Now why would we think that meleches hamishkin is doiche Shabbos? Melechus HaMishkin is an asay, va'osuli migdosh, but Shmiras Shabbos is an asay, v'loisase. Asay is not doiche, aloisase va'asay. Why would there be a kasol kedaitoch that binyan HaMishkin is doiche Shabbos? Voltefshe given yitochen, you know the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that we need a posik to tell us that kibud av is not doiche. Shmiras Shabbos, not doiche Yisurim. The Gemara says, why would I think it is? The Gemara says, Solke Daito Chamine, I might have thought, Hoyel v'hukash, kibud ave'im, l'chvoid hamokoim. Since the Torah is makish, kibud ave'im, l'chvoid hamokoim, litchi asei didei, lo isase v'asei. So the assay of kibud av, which is hukash lekvoid amokim, volt given akosol kedaitoch, it should be doiche loisase v'assay. So lefize, if you're talking that the mishkin, that's kvoid amokim mamish, uchvoid Hashem molei es hamishkon, uveheicholoi kuloi oime kovoid. You know, in the Beis Hamikdash, on kol brocha ubrocha, we said baruch shem kvoid malchusoi loilam voet. Baruch Kvoid Hashem Mim Koimoi, that's the Mekoimoi. So there would be room to think that since the Beis Hamikdash is Kvoid HaMokoim, so maybe it's Doicha Loisase V'Asei, so we need a special Yalfuse, the Hikdim, Shabbos, to Meleches HaMishkin to tell us that it's not Doicha Shabbos. But why is it not Doicha Shabbos? In any case, there's a special statement over here that Mikdash is not Doiche Shabbos. What's the meaning and significance of this halacha that Mikdosh is not Doiche Shabbos? And it's interesting that this halacha appears not in the context of the parsha of Shabbos, but rather in the context of the parsha of Mishkan. On the other hand, in parsha's Kisiso, we have a pasuk that says, "Va'ato daber el bnei Yisroel leimor, ach es shabsoisai tishmoru, ki ois hi beini uveinechem, lodas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem." So the pasuk says, "Ach es shabsoisai tishmoru." What's the ach? Rashi says, "Va'ato daber el bnei Yisroel, va'ato af al pi shehifkadeticho, even though I commanded you litzavoisom al meleches hamishkon, al yekal be'einecho litchois es ha-shabes mipnei oisom eloche. Ach es shabsoisai tishmoiru, af al pi shetiyu redufin uzrizin bizrizus ha-meloche, Shabbos al tidoche miponeho. And Rashi concludes, kol achin verakin miutin. L'mayit Shabbos mimelech samishka. So the Ramban over there disagrees with this drasha. The Ramban says that it's true that ach is a miut, but ach is always a miut in the halacha that the ach is written. So if ach would be written in the parsha of Melech HaMishkan, wollt man ganz gut gelernt, that the Torah is saying, ach, you know, Mishkan is very important. However, there's a miut in Melech HaMishkan. On Shabbos, don't make a Mishkan. However, says the Ramban, this ach is said in the Shabbos. Ach es Shabsoisai. How could this serve as a posik to teach us that Melechus HaMishkan is nismayit, that Melechus HaMishkan can't be done on Shabbos? Azoy frek de Ramban. There is a special, unique relationship between Shabbos and Mishkan. And that's reflected, first of all, in the fact that the Lamed Tes Melochus that are usher on Shabbos are the Lamed Tes Melochus that were in the Mishkan. We learned the Lamed Tes Melochus, Hach Dahave B'Mishkan, Chashive Kore Le'av. Hach Dahave B'Mishkan, Chashive. It's not enough. It's Mavur, and we say in Masechtas Chagigas of the Mishnah that Hilche Shabbos are Harorin Hatluyin B'Saharo. So the Gemara, where are Hilchis Shabbos Harorin Hatluyin Besaro? Because Meleches Machsheves Osro Torah. There's a special requirement in Hilchis Shabbos Meleches Machsheves Osro Torah. So Rashi says, why is Meleches Machsheves Harorin Hatluyin Besaro? V'zehu Remez Muot. The Ilu Meleches Machsheves B'Shabbos Leksive. Where does it say B'chlal that Shabbos Melechus Shabbos has to be a Melechus Machsheves? Elo b'mishkenu d'ksif. Where does it say Machsheves by the Mishkan? It says v'lachshoiv machshovois, la'asois b'kesef u'bezov. U'lefishe somach b'parshes v'yakel, parshes Shabbos, l'melechus ha'mishkin, zok t'rashi onu l'meidim, Melechus Machsheves l'Shabbos. So it's haror matlui m'sar. So not only the gufei ha'melochus are learned from Mishkan, but also the Tzuras HaMelocha is learned from the Mishkan. Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah is learned from the Mishkan. What's the connection between Shabbos and the Mishkan? You know, in the Shabbos de Kizmiris, we say, we sing, or at least we know that it's there. In the Zemer of Kol Mekadesh Shvi, we say, Oyavei Hashem, Hamechakim bevinyan Ariel, biyoyim haShabbos sisu v'simchu kimekable matan nachliel. So oyavei Hashem, those that love the Rebbeinu Shloim, hamechakim bevinyan Ariel, they're waiting for the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash. So these yidden during the week, they're heartbroken. They find it difficult to be happy. Oyavei Hashem amechakim bevinyan Ariel. However, b'yoyim haShabbos sisu v'simchu. On Shabbos, they rejoice. And how? How can we rejoice? We're mechakim bevinyan Ariel. So he says, b'yoyim haShabbos sisu v'simchu kimekablei matan nachliel. Like those Yidden that received the Torah, kemekablei matan achliel. What does this mean? That the oyavei Hashem amechakim bevinyan Ariel b'yoyim haShabbos sisu v'simchum kemekablei matan achliel. The Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Truma says, v'hinei ikir hachefetz b'mishkon. What is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what's his interest in the Mishkan? Hu mekoyim menuchas hashchina, v'soyda mishkan hu, sheyiye hakovoid, asher shochan al har Sinai, begolui, shoychein olav benister. That kovoid, not that we understand exactly, or even inexactly, the meaning, but the Ramban is saying that that Darge of Gilui Shechina, the Kvoid Hashem, that was Shoire on Bahar Sinai, Begolui, is Shoichein in the Mishkan Benister. The Mishkan is a continuation of the Kvoid Hashem Asher Shochan al Har Sinai. And the Ramban says, Ukemoi Sheneemar Shom, Vayishkoin Kvoid Hashem al Har Sinai, Uksiv hein heronu Hashem Elokeinu es kvoidoi ve'es godloi kein kosov b'mishkan u'kvoid Hashem molei es ha'mishkan. V'hiskir zok d'Ramban b'mishkan shnei pomim u'kvoid Hashem molei es ha'mishkan k'neged es kvoidoi ve'es godloi v'shteit n'sinai. V'hoyo im Yisrael tomid ha'kovoid shenir Elohem b'har Sinai. In the Mishkan is hoyo im Yisrael tomid ha'kovoid asher shochan b'har Sinai. L'fize, if we touch on the Madrege of Mekablei Matan Nachliel, the Madrege of the Mekablei HaTorah Bahar Sinai, so we're, so to speak, Shayech to the Kvoid Hashem Asher Shochan Al Har Sinai, and then it's as if there's no need for the Mishkan Migdosh, which is all about the continuation of that Kovoid Asher Shochan Al Har Sinai. So that on Shabbos, when Yidden reached the Darga, as we'll soon see, of Mekablei Mata Nachliel, B'Shabbos Nitno Torah, then there's a Sisu V'Simchu. We can rejoice, even though we're Oyavei Hashem HaMechakim B'Vinyan Ariel. Because the Darga of Mekablei Mata Nachliel enables us to connect with the Kvoid Hashem without the Binyan Ariel. The Sforno in the beginning of Parshas Truma says that mitzad the Madrega of Luchois Rishoinois, if not for the Chet HaEgel, there would be no need for a Mishkan. He says that if not for the Chet HaEgel, volt neskayim givorn der posik b'chol ha-mokoim, Asher azkir es shmi ovoy eilecho uveirachticho b'chol amokim. In the Sidur HaArizal, in the Tfilah Shachris of Shabbos, on Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, the Arizal says that on Shabbos, the ksorim of Nase v'nishma, the ksorim, the crowns of Matan Torah, are returned to Yidden. Which means that on Shabbos, somehow we're shayach to the darga of before the Chet HaEgel. Agav, the Rebbe Rabbeinu Mipshischa says that mitzad the madrega of hakdomas naase lenishma, the mide keneged mide, mitzad the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, would be terem yikro'u, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam would fulfill our needs without, before our asking, just like we would be makdim nase lenishma. And therefore he says that on Shabbos, that we're touching on the darge of before Chet HaEgel, and we get the ksorim of matan, of nase venishma back, on Shabbos there's no bakoshas trochim, because Shabbos we're on that madrega of terem yikro vani ene. Memeila Shabbos that we can mekablei matan achliya, like the original recipients of the Torah before the Chet HaEgel, is memeila. There's no need for the binyan ariel and even the oyave Hashem amechakim bevinyan ariel can rejoice can mekablei matan achliya. The lametes malochos exist in this world for the purpose of creating a dwelling place for the Shechina. For v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Just like Chazal say, Lo Nivra Zohov, Elo LeBeis HaMikdash. Once it's there, it can be used for other things also. The Lametes Malachis exist for the purpose of Asur LeMikdash Shechanti B'Sechem. And therefore on Shabbos, when there's no need for the Mishkan, the Lametes Malachis have no legitimate place in life. Therefore, those Malachis that make the Mishkan are the Lametes Malachis that on Shabbos are Asur. The Binyan HaMishkan is not Doiche Shabbos. Even though Binyan HaMishkan is Kvoid HaMokoyim, because Shabbos, as a sanctuary in time, makes the sanctuary in place as if superfluous. Therefore, on Shabbos, there's no Binyan HaMishkan. Because Shabbos, we go back to the Darga of B'chol HaMokoyim, Asher Azkir Es Shmi, Ovoy Eilecho Uveirachticho. And therefore, the miut that's memayit, the ach that's memayit, that Binyan HaMishkan is not Doiche Shabbos, is said in the Parsha of Shabbos and not in the Parsha of Mishkan. Because if it would be in the Parsha of Mishkan, it would mean that Meleches HaMishkan is Nismayit, meaning Meleches HaMishkan is not enough important. It's not enough powerful. It's not an important enough value. Therefore, Meleches HaMishkan is not Doiche Shabbos. But the Pshat is name. Shabbos is memayit the need for the Mishkan. Aches Shabsoisai. The Shabbos, it's mitzad, the broad meaning of the Shabbos, that the Mishkan is not Doiche Shabbos. There's a Sfas Emes. In Parshas Kisiso, and I read you his Lashon, he says, Shabbos is Yoimo de Nishmosa, Yoimo de Zechiro, de Les Bo Shichecho. The Chol HaShichecho mitzad haguf. U'b'Shabbos ein Shichecho. V'ha-Torah shelemeidin b'Shabbos ein bo Shichecho. Obviously, if Zosemis writes this, he must have experienced it. I mean, he wouldn't... obviously, he says, Torah that a Yid learns on Shabbos, he doesn't forget. I mean, obviously, it means learning on a level of connectedness and learning with, you know, a feel for Shabbos. But this is what he says. Torah that you learn on Shabbos is not, you don't forget. So the Fize can sign that this is the Taich. We say, Zichru Torah Moshe, B'mitzvas Shabbos Gerusa. Remember the Torah. The Torah that's learned, Grusa, b'mitzvah Shabbos. Because the Torah, was melern Shabbos, is unforgettable. And lefit vorenu, that's the hemshech divrei ha-paiten. We say, oyavei Hashem, ha-mechakim bevinyan Ariel. And they're so sad, and they're so heartbroken. But b'yoyim ha-Shabbos, sisu v'simchu. Why? Because on Shabbos we reach the Madrega of Kemekablei Matan Achlil, because Shabbos is Shayach to the Darga of before the Chet HaEgel. Because Shabbos is Shayach to the Darga of Mekablei HaTorah. Therefore, Zichru Torah Moshe, B'mitzvah Shabbos Grusa, because, you know, the Gemara says, Ilemolei Nishtabru Luchois, Hoyu lemeidim Torah v'loy hoyu meshachachin. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Nun Dalet. So on Shabbos that we mekablei matan echliel above the Chet HaEgel, above the Shviras Haluchis, is memeila zikru Torah Moshe b'mitzvah Shabbos Gerusa. We say in davening u'shnei luchos avonim hoyrid b'yodoy v'chosuv bohen shmiras Shabbos. So, says v'chosu ben shmir Shabbos. Many things were written in the Shnei Luchos Avon. There's a medrash that says, that you know, b'shas Shviras Aluchis, Zogin the Chazal, that the Oisyois were Purchois Boavir. The Oisyois left the Luchis. However, the Medrash says that the Dibur of Shmiras Shabbos remained written in the Luach. Lefize Taiches the Gerer Rebbe Bavro Mordche, the Imrei Emes, V'chosuv Bohem Shmiras Shabbos, not V'hoyo Chosuv Bohem. Shmiras Shabbos is the one thing that's still written in those original Luchos. Now, if Shmiras Shabbos is still written in the original Luchos, the Taich is because Shmiras Shabbos is Be'emes above the Shvira. And since the Lemole Nishtabru Luchos, Hoyo Lemeidim Torah V'loy Hoyo Meshachachin, Memele, the Shabbos Dike Torah, the Torah V'sayid Lern Shabbos is Take remembered for the same reason that B'yom HaShabbos Sisu V'Simchu K'mekabla Matan Achliya. And Memele, the obviously, you know, Shabbos is a Yom of Menucha, but it's a Yom Menucha Kedusha L'Amcha Nasato. It's a Menucha for the purpose of Kedusha. It's a Menucha from Uvdin Dechoil, but Avada Yidin are expected to be on a Madrege where learning Torah is not Hepech HaMenucha, but Adarab, it's the ultimate expression of Menucha. And Memela, when we learn these parshiyas of Ayakal Moshe, we're learning about the Hakomas HaMishkin, and we understand that in spite of the fact that we have no Mishkin, but Mishachorav Beis HaMikdash Ein Loila HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo Ilomoy Elo Dalet Amas Shel Haloch Bilvat. In the Beis HaMikdash, not everybody was able to enter every day. And there were parts of the Beis HaMikdash that was also to enter Bechlal, Azor. And even the Kohen Gadol, only on Yom Kippur. Whereas in the Mishachorav Beis HaMikdash, in the Dalet Amas Bilvad, V'Sakadosh Baruch Hu Hot Bo Ilomoy, we're always welcome. And Memela, as Chazal say, Yikoro Hi Mipninim, that Torah is Yokor, Mikoyen Godel Shenichnes Lefnai V'Lefnim. And the Koyen Godel Shenichnes Lefnai V'Lefnim is the Koyen Godel is the most Kaddish person in Klal Yisro. Yom HaKippurim is the most Kaddish day on the calendar. And the Lefnai V'Lefnim is the most Kaddish Mokem. And Yikoro Hi Mipninim, Mikoyen Godel Shenichnes Lefnai V'Lefnim. So Ayid learns a Vlad Gemore. It's Yikoro Hi Mipninim. I mean, it's something that we need to internalize and attach ourselves to and make part of our conscience. The Rebbeinu Shlomo Zalhelfen, we should be zoiche to utilize every day in Talmud Torah, and especially Shabbosos v'Yomim Tovim, v'slo nitnu lahem liYisrael, elo kedei shiyu oiskin v'Torah. And then we'll be zoiche to the binyan beis abchira b'mehera b'yomeinu. Amen.